Art-tectivity. Welcome to another fantastic edition of Art-tectivity, the podcast made by 8th graders at North Middle School. This is our second episode of the 2008 school year, and we've got a lot of great segments for you today. Let's take it away with Matt telling us about some public art sculptures here in the Everett area.
Hey, my name is Matt Overstreet, and I'll be talking about sculptures in Everett. The first sculpture, called Hide and Seek, was created by Hai Ying Wu and is located just outside of the Children's Museum on California and Colby. The medium is bronze, and it's a sculpture of a bronze kid closing his eyes, leaning against a wall, while a bronze dog right next to him is looking at the kid. The next sculpture, right next to the Everett Event Center on Hewitt Avenue, is called Trivigance, created by Ulrich Packer, made out of stainless steel water, installed in 2003. It was designed with three broken stacked circles, each is connected by a flowing water. This piece of art is 20 feet high and is able to be seen by foot or a car. Thank you for listening to what I have to say about different sculptures in Everett. These masterpieces are a big part of our community.
Thanks, Matt. I can't wait to walk around Everett now and see some of this cool public art. Now let's lighten things up with some jokes by Clarissa.
Hi, my name is Clarissa, and I have some riddles for you. Why are vampires artistic? Vampires are good at drawing blood. What do you call an American drawing? A Yankee Doodle.
Those jokes make me LOL every time. And now Brady's got an art timeline for us. Take it away.
Hey, I'm Brady, and this is an art timeline.
Art has been being created since the prehistoric era. The art from that time was mainly done in caves. They were paintings of hunting and gathering food. These pieces of art have been found in many regions of France and Spain. The materials used to do the paintings were made of blue, black, and yellow clay, and also natural substances they had. I think these paintings were made to show their family and others how to survive, but also to leave a sign that tells those who may one day see them that they were there before them.
Great information. Thanks a lot, Brady. And now we have Lynn to tell us about the element of art known as texture.
As you know by now, my name is Lynn. I'm here to inform you about texture and what it has to do with art. The meaning of texture is the way something feels to the touch or how it may look. Words like rough, silky, shiny, and dull describe textures. Texture is sensed by touch and sight, which helps viewers understand surfaces. Texture is also an element of art. Tactile texture is the way a surface would feel if you could touch it. Visual texture, sometimes called simulated texture, is the way a surface appears through the sense of vision. For example, the paint on a new car appears shiny, while the rubber on the tires appears dull. On the other hand, many words are used to describe texture in art. They are also used to describe style in writing. For example, in a writer's language, things they described as smooth, hard, slick, or gentle, which are words that are related to texture. Texture is everyday art.
My name is Austin, and I'm talking about a quote by Pablo Picasso. The quote I looked up is, there are painters who transform the sun to a yellow spot, but there are others who, with the help of their art and their intelligence, to transform a yellow spot into the sun. Pablo Picasso wrote this quote. I think this quote means that you can make your art different than others if you try.
Thanks, Lynn and Austin, for that great information about art. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Miss Gaub, thanking you for stopping by to hear our 8th grade students at North Middle School putting together a great bunch of segments about art, history, and trivia, and how to make cool art. We hope that you'll listen to us again next week and check out our show notes on our blog. Thanks again.
Art-tectivity.